As Tina prepares to come and share our Old Testament scripture this morning, we usually follow the lectionary. Lectionary is something we do, if you notice, at the top. It gives you a selection of scriptures for the week that you can read. And there's always an Old Testament scripture and a psalm and sometimes an epistle. We started studying the book of Proverbs back before COVID. And we got all the way up to chapter 17 and then we never finished it. But it says in Proverbs, the fear of the Lord, which is the love of God, reverence and awe. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So I told Phil a couple weeks ago, I said, what I'm going to do is use a little bit of Proverbs every week and plant seeds. Because the world says that an apple a day will keep the doctor away. But the Word of God says a proverb a day will keep the devil away. So we're doing, we're still in chapter 1. And this day, we're going to do verses 8 through 13. So that's what we're going to do. The other thing I always like to do when I get folks that that we don't know or understand, and we sing the Apostles' Creed to talk about, that we believe in the one holy Catholic Church. That's not the Roman Catholic Church, although there's nothing wrong with the Roman Catholic Church. That holy Catholic Church is simply means universal church. And so... we're not following Roman Catholic doctrines. We're following Jesus Christ. So that's what that means, the one universal church. Miss Tina?
Good morning. Proverbs chapter 1. My child, listen when your father corrects you. Do not neglect your mother's instruction. What you learn from them will crown you with grace and be a chain of honor around your neck. My child, if sinners entice you, turn your back on them. They may say, come and join us. Let's hide and kill someone, just for fun. Let's ambush the innocent. Let's swallow them alive like a grave. Let's swallow them whole like those who go down to the pit of death. Think of the great things we will get. We will fill our houses with all the stuff we take. Come. Throw in your lot with us. We'll all share the loot. My child, don't go along with them. Stay far away from their paths. They rush to commit evil deeds. They hurry to commit murder. If a bird sees a trap being set, it knows to stay away. But these people set an ambush for themselves. They are trying to get themselves killed. Such is the fate of all who are greedy for money. It robs them of life.
Thank you, Miss Tina. That's some good words for Ronnie this morning with your SNAP program, isn't it? Proverbs is a wonderful, wonderful book.